There are ways to binge listen to this show. And once you start, you'll never be able to stop. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. We'll talk about annoying things that coworkers do. I know all of a sudden 3, 4, 5, 22 people just popped into your mind, did they not? That's right. Isn't everybody we work with annoying? Well, they do certain annoying things. We'll talk about them, and then you can figure out who in your office matches up with the annoying behaviors. And then babies. They're very expensive. Have you had a child? Are you planning to have a child? Well, say goodbye to your Washingtons, your Jeffersons, your Lincolns, and everything else. Because kids, they do a few different things, and one of them is consume a lot of money. And then the best and quirky attractions in the South. The South is a fun place to go. I actually drove to Disney World last year. And driving through Virginia and North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, into Florida, it is quite an adventure. And so if you're headed to the South, we have some quirky attractions you may enjoy visiting. We start things off this hour with the new way to consume television programs, binge watching. Do you binge watch? It's very easy to do so now. You can go and you can go on Netflix. You can watch House of Cards. That's kind of how that whole thing started. No one watches one episode anymore. And I have to say, I've been not fallen victim to this. I kind of enjoyed it a couple of times. I was very late on the Sopranos train, 10, 12 years ago? My wife was pregnant. She was home. We really couldn't go out. So what did I do? I went to Blockbuster to rent some videotapes. That sounds so archaic now, does it not? Anyway, I rented this show called The Sopranos that was on HBO. We didn't have HBO at the time. So I figured, okay, let's see what this is like. And it was, I think it was 3 episodes for every videotape. We watched the first 3. Yeah, it was a rainy night. We're not going anywhere anyway. Okay, I'll go back and get the next 3 episodes. Well, before you knew it, we watched, what was it, first three or four seasons, whatever it was, in the course of one weekend. I kept going back to Blockbuster and renting the next one. And then not too long ago, I jumped on the Nurse Jackie bandwagon. Maybe I've got an Edie Falco thing I got to look into. But anyway, I started watching that on demand on my cable system. Don't know if you have this. I have, HBO, Showtime, all these Encore, Stars, all these things where you can watch all the shows and the movies on demand whenever you want. So when I had some extra time in my home studio between working, I started watching Nurse Jackie, got my wife involved. So it's amazing how that happens. So people don't really have to adhere to a schedule anymore. Remember, I got to go home Tuesday night, 8 o'clock. Happy Days is on. What's Fonzie up to this week? No. It is much different. The entire landscape of entertainment has changed. And you can watch all of these programs through your tablet and your phone. So your entertainment goes with you. And it's an amazing way to watch a show. You don't really have to wait anymore for next week's episode. If you're not into watching TV like that, you can just wait and watch the whole thing at one time. I kind of like, and I kind of miss the idea that, I have to wait till next week to find out what's going on in my favorite show. Much of what we watch and listen to now is just extremely disposable because there is so much media around us. Think about it. Television, radio, everything online, Hulu, Netflix, YouTube. You can sit and watch YouTube forever. You can watch old shows on YouTube. You can watch kids skateboarding off of their roofs. Whatever you want, it's there. There is constant media for you if you want it. So all of media is now binge available. And it's amazing. And it, I don't know, does it make you long for the days when media was your newspaper, your transistor radio, and your TV that went from channel 2 to 13 with a handful of VHF channels? Is it much better now? You know what? I think it is. Stay with us. Annoying things that coworkers do. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend. America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. One's urge to dismiss any new invention as a dumb idea will invite some to tag you as a Luddite, even if this invention is a smartphone built into a motorcycle windshield. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Reviewers describe it in glowing terms like simple and smart, virtual dashboard, navigation safely in your periphery while you're on the open road. Show of hands from the people who would like their windshield to remind them to call the boss, even though forgetting about work is a prime reason we ride. For the few who will attempt to navigate with a windshield that signals phone calls, accepts texts, and surfs the net, try to remember the reason you bought a motorcycle to begin with. American Biker Minute. Let's work to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Recently, Jack was diagnosed with narcolepsy after falling asleep at the wheel and crashing into a streetlight. Narcolepsy is a sleep disorder which can cause a person to fall asleep at inappropriate times. Since Jack now has medication for his disorder, he's decided to keep driving. But isn't this dangerous? Legally, is a narcoleptic even allowed to drive? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
If a doctor has prescribed medication to correct a disorder, then the state views the disorder as corrected. In this case, even a narcoleptic can legally drive. And that's the final verdict.